Huge construction cranes dangle over some downtown streets as workers build more apartments and condominiums. It's estimated that 8,300 people now call downtown home. That number is expected to climb to 10,000 by 2019. Those downtown dwellers need everything from shoes to Charmin toilet paper, but it's still hard for many to shop near their homes. Casey Brandcamp is with the Capital Crossroads Special Improvement Districts, a nonprofit group of more than 500 downtown commercial and residential property owners. She says developers can do more to make the area more attractive to businesses.
The primary challenge that we've seen is a lack of appropriate space for these retailers. So independent retailers need space that's ready to lease in white box condition, that is clustered amongst other retail spaces, affordable, and in an area where there's foot traffic.
Foot traffic has been a big part of the success of Spoonful Records on East Long Street. Owner Brett Rulin started the shop between 3rd and 4th Streets during an even tougher time for downtown retail 7 years ago.
Some people were surprised we would want to put the store downtown. You know, it wasn't kind of booming like it is now. And I mean, every year it seems to have grown substantially.
Rulin's record store stands with a group of other establishments that include a tattoo parlor, a bike shop, and a floral business.
People go to the flower store and, you know, they'll buy some flowers and they'll come down here and you see what we have, or the tattoo parlor / gallery next door, Long Street Collective. We get a lot of people waiting for their friend to get a tattoo, you know, and then that takes a while, so they'll be in here looking at records and stuff. So it really has brought a lot of people in.
Shopper Emily Estep scanned the racks of vinyl records on her first trip to Spoonful Records. The Grove City resident says she often comes to eat at a downtown restaurant and she wants to shop downtown more frequently.
I just love the environment about it. It's just really fun with all the small shops and all the really nice people.
There might be nice people, but it can be a mean environment for businesses. Last year, out of 15 new downtown businesses, 8 of them failed. Since 2009, 145 businesses have opened downtown and more than a third have closed. Does it matter what kind of retail or what kind of restaurant is built that will determine whether or not it's successful?
That's a good question. I think with all retail, a good operator, a unique product, a good location, it's a combination of things that makes one successful.
Sarah Dixon owns Jewelweed, a flower shop on East Long Street. She opened more than a year ago and says she can't complain.
We have a good range of downtown business, people who just walk in to buy bouquets for anniversaries or birthdays. We deliver downtown. We deliver all over the Columbus metropolitan area.
Casey Brandcamp with Capital Crossroads remains optimistic. She says more than 240 retail and restaurant establishments serve downtown, and that number should continue to grow as they get better options for spaces.
High Point at Columbus Commons has been one that has brought some nice ground floor retail space, and it's seeing almost all of its ground floor space leased now. We're also seeing some projects in that South High Street area, the 250 High project.
Back on East Long Street, about one block east from the small retail shops, more housing construction is underway. Spoonful Records owner Brett Rulin says he just hopes that condos don't force him to move.
With all the growth downtown, you hope that, you know, there's not going to be a point where they want to turn this into a condo. That's probably our biggest fear, is just that this, you know, nice block becomes something a little out of everybody's price range.